Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase, your host and podcast creator, and this is session number 10. We're moving into the double digits, my friends. So today I feel called to hold space for grief and loss. I'm recording this session in March of 2023, and we're in a time of great transition, and I've been holding space for many clients as well as friends who have been going through some loss. And even myself in my own life, there are ways of loss happening in my life as well, and witnessing other people lose is a shared experience that we go together, whether it's a loss of a loved one or someone passing away, or a loss of a faculty, loss of memory, loss of an ability you once had, or loss of location, loss of job, loss of a relationship, loss of something that you wanted to happen but didn't get to happen. These are all important experiences in our lives. And so grief can sneak up on us. All of a sudden, we can feel sad, run down, or like we just want to cry out of nowhere. And so often people come to me and they say, "I don't know why I'm feeling this way." Sometimes maybe it's not about trying to figure out why we feel a certain way, but more of just surrendering and allowing the feeling to happen. We are emotional beings. And as you know, we've been on this journey through 9 sessions, and now we're on the 10th. I've spoken about this before in these sessions that, we're feelers, we're human emotional beings, and there's no getting around it. It's just a way that we experience life is through emotion. And so today I'm going to guide you through a somatic healing process to hold space for the felt sense of it in your body, to allow the emotion of it, the feeling of it, the movement of it to just naturally go through a little bit of undoing, perhaps, or releasing. Before I take you into this journey today, I'll share a little insight from one of the teachers that I admire greatly. His name is Greg Braden. And I was watching one of his videos recently where he was speaking about the way that we hold memory in our body. And I'm sure he's not the only one to speak of this, but think of your body as, your body is your mind, and your mind is your body. There really is no separation. And in terms of the neurological system, your nerve cells actually hold and carry and store emotional information throughout your lifetime. And so perhaps when you were younger, or when there was a time in your life when you weren't ready to process something or didn't have the tools to handle what you were going through, your body will store it for you so that you can get through the difficult situation. You can move through it, and we can think of that as survival mode. We go into survival mode. But eventually that stored energy is going to be metabolized, is going to be released. And we can just intuitively know that that's true, right? Without necessarily having to prove it with science. We can just intuitively see that that's the truth. We see it in others. We understand it in ourselves. And So rather than punishing ourselves or putting ourselves down for not being able to feel better, it would be healthy to just be with those difficult emotions. And so that's what somatic healing is about. And that's what quantum healing is about as well. And you can find out more about my quantum healing sessions on my website, rachelchase.com, and just look for the quantum page. You might want to explore doing that work with me sometime. So let's go into the healing session now. Finding a place that you can just be, maybe lying down or sitting, dimming the lights a little, closing your eyes if it's comfortable to do so, and beginning with a few slow, deep breaths. Releasing some tension in your body, creating some space inside of yourself with your breath. Deep breath in and slow exhale. I invite you to maybe make a little humming sound inside, or even a sigh, just a gentle sigh to release some tension or stuck energy, perhaps, that's just right on the surface, ready to be released. Feel that the earth is supporting you, that you're held up, that you're held in the energy, the ionic field, the consciousness, the feeling that the earth is holding you. Feel that there's this sense of being held inside of the earth. In a gentle, comforting way. And I want you to just notice that there's a sense of energy in your body, in your hands, in your feet, in your head. As you know, your body is a chemical, electrical, energetic system. And so tune in with the sensations that you notice, the sensory awareness of your body signals. And feel and know and remember that you are taken care of, that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay. And that it is absolutely safe to feel, even if it's feelings you don't want to feel. Over time, it will become easier to feel those feelings and hold space for them with a sense of compassion rather than a sense of wanting to get rid of those feelings. The only way out is through. And an emotion is an energy process that has a beginning, a middle, and then an end. Like a wave, it comes in, it goes up, it has a crescendo, and then it fades. And perhaps that emotion comes back again another time. But each time the wave comes, you become more capable and more expanded in your sense of being so that those waves don't feel so big anymore. They don't feel like big, giant, crashing waves. They get more of a sense of that they become manageable. They become more like just, an awareness. There's a wave coming in. I'm going to let this move through, let myself feel it, let my body go through some movement as it comes through. So notice if whenever you feel these unpleasant emotions, you get tense or you start to try to stop it. And see if you can soften those places that start to clench up in fear of a difficult emotion. A difficult emotion is nothing to fear, and you will not stay in that place forever. Some of us have experienced grief so profound that it took us down into a dark place that we don't want to go back to. And I understand that. So set an intention that you're going to allow yourself to experience the emotion in a gentle way that is just exactly what you can handle at the time, and that you're going to use movement. Gentle mute. It's really about allowing the emotion to move, and your body's going to naturally move in it in intuitive ways. So you don't have to force the movement, just allow it. So right now we're just holding space for anything that's going on in your life where there's a sense of feeling grief. Or even just a sense of feeling lost. And I say lost because when we feel like we're at a loss, or we feel maybe even overwhelmed, overwhelm can be a trigger for grief. When we get overwhelmed, our system can start to bring up those intense feelings. And so just lean into this space where you're creating the capacity of being with your breath by inhaling and filling up and holding it for just a moment. And as you exhale, feel that your whole energy just softens a little bit, that the field around your body expands and creates a capacity to hold space for the multiple energies that are always transpiring inside. And as we move through these times in life that might feel chaotic, we may be rushing through our days, running away from those places inside that feel tender, where there might be some grief or sadness in your heart. And so we're going to just allow ourselves today, right now, we're going to give permission to that tenderness, to that place inside, to be acknowledged and held in this field of love and compassion. So, this field of love and compassion is all around you. As you focus down into your heart space and give yourself permission to acknowledge the sadness that may be around. And it can be about something in particular or nothing in particular at all, just a general tone that needs to well up a little bit, just so that it can come to the surface and be released, maybe with a gentle cry. Or gentle sigh. Just by acknowledging. This part of you needs to be seen just like any other part of you. This part is important. And we can hold space for it right now with kindness, with understanding. And be in your body while you do this. Be in your sensory awareness of your legs and your arms and your back and your belly as you allow your heart to open up so these emotions can lighten and become free to move and be acknowledged and be felt. This is how we process the past, not by pretending or denying or running away, but by sitting and being in a loving embrace with ourselves and comforting. Comfort yourself right now. Maybe even a gentle touch on your heart space or on your legs or on your shoulders to give yourself the gift of compassion and comfort as you feel those sensations and emotions. And maybe there's even some other attachments here with regret, a sense of longing even can be accompanied here. So just go down into your body and breathe nice and deep now. And let out a big exhale. Open your jaw to release any tension. Some gentle, subtle movements of the body, rocking a little, maybe moving the neck a bit, or the shoulders, or the hands, or some gentle movements just to release, blow out the mouth as you move. Just nice, gentle exhales to dispel some of that pent-up energy that's been stored inside. Maybe even gentle massaging on the belly. Think of a little baby that likes to get massaged on the belly and how soothing and comforting and reassuring that is. Holding your chest, rocking a little side to side. Maybe even gently scratching or soothing your scalp area. Just see what gentle movements your body would like at this time as you stay with these feelings and allow them to be felt and released. Maybe even a little humming in your heart space. Humming in your belly, humming in your heart, sending those vibratory sensations through your body is a nurturing, tender massage you can give yourself from the inside. It helps you connect more with yourself. Just ask yourself what insights are coming through from your heart. Ask your own heart to reveal some insight and awareness. Some intuitive guidance from within your own heart. Give yourself permission to feel and to love and to honor and to release. Perhaps even to forgive, if that is called for in this case. And to let go, if that is necessary in this case. And bring your focus gently now to the present moment, to the present sensations, finding a place, a space, an energy within you that is calm, that maybe is neutral or peaceful or pleasant, and resting your awareness there in that energy within you, that sensation, that feeling, that place in you that feels calm. Resting your awareness there and allowing that calm sense to expand throughout your body. So the feeling tone of calm is present. Feel that. Be aware of that. Notice that. Calm presence. Gently opening your eyes if they're closed and stretching your body open to receive a beautiful light. Imagining a gorgeous, loving, healing light coming in to your head, into your hands, into your heart, into your body, and taking some breaths and receiving that, stretching your body, inviting that light into your body, inviting it all around you, creating this loving light field around your body. Acknowledging yourself, thanking yourself for taking care of yourself. And what a lovely gift that is, that you can do this for you anytime. What a gift. I suggest you take your time and go slow. Get some water after this. Give thanks to your heart and your mind and your body for this connection time. I look forward to more sessions with you. And as always, you can reach out to me for support at rachel@rachelchase.com. And this concludes Somatic Healing Sessions number 10 today. I'm Rachel Chase. Take care. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.